EJSF 90.1 FM would like to remind listeners that the following program is a repeat broadcast.
Good morning, good morning. We are dancing in with Soul Mikasa, Mano Dibango. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, right here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1, with your Friday Speak Up Show. And we got a treat in store for you. Oh, my treat today, you are going to love. Today on Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon, the show where my guest and I speak up so you can listen up and act upon what you've heard. We have a return visit from my longtime original co-host, Adele Arope. And we're following up, you know, we've had a lot of poetry this month, and people have said, but we haven't heard yours. So we're going to do a section of the show called Just For You. And we'll be sharing music and written spoken word from my book, Heart Bomb, Just For You. So without further ado, I'm going to have, Jesse's going to share with you our land acknowledgement.
Today's show is produced on the unceded ancestral territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and other Coast Salish peoples, who are members of the Hulkumilam and Squamish-speaking language groups, and who have been here on these lands since time immemorial, and who have never legally surrendered their claim or their right to the lands of this place.
This week, another thing I've been doing with the team is we have been doing workshops with people on writing a love poem to themselves. What do you think people say when I ask them how many people have written a love poem to themselves?
I would say only the saddest people do that. Only the saddest people write themselves poems when they're sad.
Well,
poets.
I guess that's kind of what people think. It's to cheer yourself up. Or yesterday, Zero Order 40 had written it because there's something, I don't know whether it was Shakespeare or whoever it was, but there's this line that says, "Methink thou thinkest too much of thyself." Ooh. And so people, have you heard that one? You remember that quote?
Yeah, and I think it's fair to say that's a big part of it is humility or wanting to be humble, not wanting to sort of push yourself up in that way, to celebrate yourself in that way. I think that's unusual or uncomfortable for a lot of people.
Yeah. Now, book Heartbound, Just For You, demonstrates what does happen when you say yes to creativity and let it have its way instead of just what somebody else said you should do. One problem that I identified during this creative pause was the presence of another baby trying to be born. Prior to writing the poem Just For You, I was organizing material for a book and workshop to be named Heartbound. As I discussed and shared the material at business, cultural, and spiritual gatherings, the confusion dissolved. There is no conflict on these babies, the baby of finance, the baby of proper writing. There is really a great freedom that comes and something that nurtures you when you let a poetry book let poetry take its center role in what you're writing and have it say. So we're going to be sharing some of the poems that are in this book. The book turned into also a CD called Just For You. And without further ado, we'll let you hear the first poem of Just For You. Have you ever had anyone do anything just for you? I mean, just for you. Have you ever had anyone write anything just for you? I mean, just for you. Well, this poem is just
just for you.
It is for you with cheer, for your feelings to hold dear. It is for you with hope, for your dreams to prosper and float. This poem is just for you. It is for your encouragement as you pound the pavement. It is for your courage as you release fear and turn a new page. This poem is just for you. It is for you with hugs and smiles, right here or across the miles. It is for you with wishes and more as you open that new door. This poem is just for you. It is for your peace as you take in all that life has to teach. It is for your wealth as you bask in excellent health. This poem is just for you. It is for you with love that is blessed from above. It is for you with bliss that never goes amiss. This poem is just for you.
Just for you.
Just for you. This poem is just for you, just for you, this poem is just for you,
just
for
just
you,
just for you,
this poem is
yesterday.
Just for you. Just for you. This poem is just for you.
Oh, yes, it is.
Just for you.
Right here for you.
Just
for
you.
Just for you. Amazing things happen when you learn and start to write a poem just for you. That poem had 12 stanzas, and there's a chapter in the book, Heart Balm, just for you, for each one of the chapters. And so we're going to trade back and forth this book, my guest Adele and co-pilot here, Jesse, are going to read a poem. The first chapter of it is, Have You Ever Had Anyone Do Anything For You? And Adele is going to read Doing It Anyway, because we hear how so many people have challenged people. Oh, you think too much of yourself. You don't need to read something, write something about yourself.
Girl, you got to love yourself first. Come on. So this is poem is entitled Doing It Anyways. Do it anyway. Doing without weariness. Doing it despite and no matter what is the highest order of the day. Doing it with joy. Doing it with jackhammers and the jacks of all trades. Show up at the door amidst you quiet time. Doing it anyways. Doing it without compliments or wishing for them. Doing it unfettered by ungrateful reception. Doing it without knowing how it will be received. Doing it with excellence. Doing it with inner self to please. Doing it anyways. Doing it with diligence and pride. Doing it with life force and love intertwined. Doing it and moving on. Doing it and seeding it in rain. Doing it with arms welcome with sunshine. Doing it anyways. Anyway.
Doing it anyway.
That's a poem. I don't know why I did the S.
Okay, and that is the first poem in the chapter entitled.
Great reading, by the way.
Oh, thank you very much, Jesse. It's good to be back with the homies.
Doing it anyway. She's here doing it anyway. Before going on to the next poem in the next chapter, I want to say hail the queen.
Hail the queen back to you, my sister. Like, come on, queen. You are the royalty first. I'm just a princess in the process of becoming a queen. You're the real queen here. Come on.
She is one of those people that hang tight with you. When 2 years ago, Downtown Eastside and CJSF did a showcase, and each person was supposed to have their own costuming or whatnot. I had scarves.
Yes, you did. Colorful scarves, too.
Amazing scarves.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
And those scarves in Adele's hands made all kinds of amazing outfits. We had 12 outfits under the light. And I just want to pay honor to her creativity, her willingness. We have been at the Red Door.
Red Gate.
Door or gate, still the same.
Same thing.
It's still open. This is a place, again, in Vancouver that welcomes artists. At the station, we talk about welcoming artists and there being places where people who don't have a $1 million budget or don't have a big producer can come and open their work. So Adele was there.
I mean, I'm just trying to keep up with you, Charlotte. I mean, I don't even know where you get all this energy from.
It's wild.
I am just shocked. I'm always like, okay, did I sleep enough today? Because why can I not keep up with Charlotte? She's like, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm doing this. I'm like, girl, woo.
Yeah, puts me to shame.
Right?
Sure. Yeah.
I'm like, sis, okay, I'm just trying to be like you, you know?
Well, you two make it possible for me to do the crazy things I sometimes want to do. 11 o'clock. Jesse, do you think we could have a pop-up where poets come on and they just pop up and they do one poem?
Sure.
Yeah, we could make that happen.
Girl, and I'm right behind you, rooting mom. Like, Jesse, what do we need to do? Let's make it happen.
And then Adele has been out there also. You know, she is a filmmaker. She is a producer. But she's one of those people that comes out humbly, introducing people, praising them. She's done events that have made it possible for me to do workshops, and she's done things that just make us ready to continue flowing with. That's what heart balm is, when you give from your heart, giving without expecting anything in return.
And you do it anyway.
Yes.
That's why we got to do it anyway. And honestly, I have to just say, I'm so blessed to be a part of this community that you've built for yourself. I mean, who would have thought our little Zoom tutorials of us trying to figure out how to use Zoom for your shows would have turned into all of this? The world shut down, but we did not.
Yes. After the world shut down, the 411 Senior Center closed all its programs out. But because we had played with Zoom and Laughter Talk, we had a way to recruit and get over 65 seniors who learned how to use Zoom. We did more than 150 episodes of a podcast called Powered by Age.
Oh, yeah.
And now we're back here with Heartbound. We're going to be having an audio book of Heartbound. And we also are just nudging on anyone who thinks that it's too much to write something for yourself. We are just going to blow that idea. We're going to read from the second chapter. Jesse's going to read from the chapter that's called, Have You Ever Had Anyone Write Anything Just For You?
Let's go, Jesse.
Since this one applies to Sister Adele here.
Hail Queen Sister, musical director.
Yes.
This is Hail Queen Sister, musical director. Hail Queen, soul sister number one. Hail Mother, friend, marvelous music director. Hail to the regal-voiced global lady, Ricky B.B. Dr. Ricky Byers Beckwith, precious daughter of God. Your left foot deftly pats 2-4 time. You make a slight nod and sax unwinds. Your right hand beacons 5-part harmony to ascend. Then feet start flying and skirt swirling. You seed sweetness with a harmonious blend. You beam as your children, fosterlings, cherubs, or stalwarts, take to the stage, rocking the house from end to end. Your perfection is evident, but none seem hard-pressed. Joyfully artists venture from global milepost to agape steps. Unconditional love powerfully drives your soul train. Mm. You move from Nepal through New York to Kumba, among the best. Earnestly hugging folk, making them all feel loved and blessed. Queenly, you shift from quiet to calmly stern. Situation by situation, you discern which way to turn. Anointed composer, angelic vocalist, nurturing wife. What a revelation is expressed throughout your life. Hail Queen Sister, musical director.
Okay. Well, just clear up, because I said we have honored. Our sister Adele is also a queen sister. This particular poem I wrote for Ricky Byers Beckwith. She has a YouTube show, Ricky Byers Devotions, but she is one of those people that has worked with fledgling artists. She's worked with global artists internationally, and that is just one of the things that's also a quality that I've seen in Adele. I want to take a pen and a minute away from our flow of poems from each chapter of Heart Balm. Notice I say, some people write, think I'm saying balm. It is B-A-L-M.
Balm, like a lip gloss. Come on, like you need to hydrate your lips a little bit so you can speak a little louder.
You're going to take a second and just have you update our audience. It's been a few months since they've heard us. She's been to France. She's been to the United Nations.
Yeah. Okay, so I went to the UN twice this year. I went to Geneva for the UNHCR, which is the human rights section. I was part of a minority caucus that was talking about sort of part of my plight is just to bring attention to my country, which is the newest country to form since 2011. And then I went to the UN Action Days this September at the headquarters in New York City, where I was representing the African Indigenous Governance Council. And their goal and their mission is to fight for the dignity of Africans on a global scale and to look at the impact of colonialism on the diaspora, like Africans and those of the African diaspora. And so that was a bit of my time. Also, I am an activist, so I've been doing some activism around sort of helping seniors, those of low income and those with disabilities, fighting for rent evictions and stuff like that. So that's been my new fixation. On a personal level, I guess, I am working now on a new documentary, which is in development, that's going to be looking at the impacts of color on the environment. So this new series is called Eco Elegance. It's called Fashioning a Sustainable Future. So we're looking at the impacts of the fashion industry, fast fashion on the environment, and solutions, innovative solutions that we can find to, innovate color. And so there is actually a company here, they're called Light One, and they create color out of bacteria using biochemistry, manipulating the genome of a bacteria to change color. And they have a funder called Royal Paints Kenya, and who manufacture paints. And so we all met a few months ago, and I had some funding from Creative BC where I wanted to look at the impact of fast fashion, but I thought that was just way too much on the nose. Everybody does it. Okay, look, yeah, there's spillage here. There's like clothes here. So I just said, okay, what do we take for granted? Color. And what is the impact? Huge. And we never think about it. So I'm just still out here. I don't know. I have a team of friends now that I met at the Courthouse Library. I call them the vigilantes. and I think that's kind of me. I said to my friend the other day, I was like, I feel like I'm like Batman and the Joker at the same time. Because on one hand, I think I am like trying to help, but I'm also kind of like a lunatic on the loose and trying to, you know, enact change in some odd way. And so I think of the word vigilante, and actually, this is my final thought before we go back to our poems. Batman is the bad guy. The Joker is just a mentally ill individual who is just trying to heal. So I'm going to leave that thought with you, and let's get back to some poetry, because guess what? Love bomb means you need to love yourself, and that's where it all begins. So back to you, my friend, Sister Charlotte.
Now you notice she talked about... You have been to Africa. You have been to the UN. We're on a travel log this morning. We have sometimes, without talking, these points of convergence, because Adele is working on this issue, a matter of color and the environment. I just finished doing a certification as a nature guide to help people learn the different ways that nature helps for your brain, it helps your energy, it helps so many things.
Oh, yeah.
And then I've sat and watched some productions. I mean, I wonder, you know, how do we keep up with Adele?
I'm wondering, how do I keep up with you, Charlotte? That was the first initial question. Listen, Adele is just I'm a young Tasmanian devil. Girl, you've been in here for a while. Tell me, you know what? I'm sprinting, but you've been doing a long marathon. So you show me how to keep my pace, okay, girl?
One way that she kept her pace, there was a few months ago, a Swahili week festival, and they were having a program, and I thought, Adele, I didn't know whether she was going to be in Canada, but I thought, you know, you might want to go to this tomorrow. Well, she beat me to the park. She was there. She had more people to introduce. And she said, oh, by the way, in a couple of days, I'm having this event, and it's going to be in a patio, and I'm introducing, there's some people I'm helping with their promotion. And I'm...
Girl, you're the one who told me about the Swahili event, and I just like, I'm just there.
No, you told me about the Swahili event, but while you were there, you told me about the event you had coming up, that courtyard event where... you danced, you sang, but you introduced other artists. It was a wonderful new place.
Oh, you came with me? Yeah. I have, yes, there's a friend of mine. We used to be poets together back in the day, and we used to do competitive competitions and stuff like that. And she started something. It was called something Space. And she brings together singers, artists, poets, and... this is something I've told Sister Charlotte, but I guess I'm going to say it live. But I love to sing, but I don't want people to know that that's what I do, because they say what a jack of all trades is a master of none. And as Sister Charlotte has mentioned, they say I've been doing way too much. So when I go and I perform and I sing, I go to places where people don't know who I am. And I'll go up on stage and I'll perform with a band, and I will sing, and I'll use aliases, and I will just allow myself to privately be everything. So what is the first poem? Just do it. And the love bomb is to yourself. So I guess this is Sister C's reassurance to me that you are all you got to be. You know what I mean? And love bomb starts with loving yourself. So I'm just going to take that again and let her go back to her poetry because I have taken too much airtime.
Well, we're moving through the book. Soothing, simmering, life-shaping poems and activities. The book Heart Bomb, just for you. You can find it on Amazon. You can find it on Amazon.
Amazon.
Heart Bomb, just for you. Okay, as I said, in this book, the book has got 12 chapters. What happened is I was walking from my bedroom to the kitchen, and I was thinking about, you know how people have inserts for their CD? Because we were in the day where you made your CDs.
Come on, we heard your introduction, sis. We know.
We would make them and print them up, you know, and sell them in cases. And so I thought I wanted to make one of those little inserts. So I was thinking about the insert, and sometimes something talks to me. I'm not crazy. There's spirit.
I am. It's okay. I am.
What? Said, no, it's not an insert. It's a book. And each one of the poems, each one of the chapters, there'll be a poem for each one of the chapters. So the next one we're moving on to is chapter 3. For you with cheer, for your feelings to be held dear. That was the stanza in the poem. And then there are several poems in here, but I am going to pass it to my sister queen, Sister Adele, to read.
Let's go.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Love notes on life. Ooh, let's go. When the little naysayer, gatekeepers of life's bad news, seems to be emptying their inwards on you. When the storm clouds of life seem to have parked over your head, look up, look over. You've got gate opening power. Your battle force is surrounding you. You need to reach in. Reach in. Instead of intel, you've got God within. Reach in and receive the baton from grace. Timeless power is ready to glow from your face. Look around. Check the frowns. Hair triggers temper and curse written replies have corners counting unclaimed bodies. Crowned cemeteries with headstones, marked and unmarked. In a flash, anyone could go down. Look up. Look around. There's a fountain of love ready to lift you to a level where you have not been. Don't descend. Ascend. Life's tests may bend, but renewed strength is within. You will win way before life's end. You will win before life's end.
Very nice.
And part of the point of that poem was, you know, we've had such a season of people saying harsh words to each other. And that was just a warning that in a second, all of us could go down just from a flash of mean words. So it was encouraging people to say these love notes.
Because kindness is everything. Mm-hmm. It's literally, I say this to everybody, listen, if you lack kindness, you lack me.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, even like kindness to yourself.
That's right? The hardest one, though. Mm-hmm. To be honest, I think Sister Charlotte, I wrote a poem the other day that reminded me of that sentence where it's saying, sometimes we give everybody grace but ourselves.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And this love bomb is so important because you get love bombed by narcissists, but why don't you love bomb yourself?
Hey.
You know? Next poem. Let's go, sis.
Okay. Well, we're going to key up the music for the next one. 15 people jamming.
Let's go!
The 15 people, please tell me why we have so many words of wisdom. Could 15 people give us a song to ride the waves of time with? Thank you.
we try a five-part harmony and 2/4 time as we swing to the new beat, offbeat 90s? Self-indulgence.